Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 4th, 2006. An Israeli airstrike wounds 5 Palestinians in northern Gaza. Hamas leader is assassinated near Qalqilya, and a Palestinian worker is murdered by Israeli police in Jaffa. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. At least 5 Palestinians were wounded when Israeli warplanes fired missiles at 2 cars in the northern Gaza Strip Tuesday evening, Palestinian sources reported. The Israeli army confirmed that it carried out an air attack apparently targeting operatives of the Islamic Jihad. Another missile hit a nearby vehicle and wounded 3 members of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades who were inside at the time. A Palestinian security official said the airstrike occurred in the town of Beit Hanun, near the border with Israel. Another airstrike targeted the house of Fuad Abu Anza, a Hamas leader in the Gaza Strip, on Tuesday night. Eyewitnesses said the house was completely destroyed after an Israeli fighter jet fired at least 1 missile at it. Khader Oda, a member of the village council of Habla near Qalqilya, was killed by unknown gunmen while going to the mosque for the morning prayer Wednesday morning, local sources reported. Hamdallah Mujahid, a friend of Oda, said that the masked men driving a car without license plates opened fire at Oda and killed him at around 4:30 a.m. and then drove away. Local sources believe Oda was killed by an undercover Israeli force. A Palestinian resident, who refused to be identified, said he saw a, quote, suspicious car roaming in the area just before leaving for work. The worker added that when he came close to the car, the masked men yelled at him to go away. According to the worker, they spoke to him in Arabic with a Hebrew accent. Contrarily, the Israeli army denied any relation to this assassination. Oda, 36, and the father of 4 children, was an elected member of the village council representing the Hamas-affiliated Reform and Change Bloc. Oda has also served a 2-year sentence in Israeli jails for his political activities. In the city of Qalqilya, Israeli troops took prisoner Samir al-Aqra'a during an invasion of the city Wednesday morning. Troops and army jeeps stormed the city from several directions, searched and ransacked homes before taking al-Aqra'a to an unknown location. Moreover, on Wednesday at dawn, Tawfiq Abu Iyah, 29, a Palestinian worker from Tarkumiyya village near the West Bank city of Hebron, was shot and killed by Israeli and border police during a campaign to arrest Palestinian workers working in the Israeli city of Jaffa without work permits. Police sources said that the police searched and ransacked locations where Palestinians with no work permits were sleeping. After rounding up a few workers, one of them attacked a police officer and tried to grab the officer's gun. During the ensuing fight, the gun fired and killed the worker. However, there were contradicting accounts of the event by neighbors living in the area, who told the Israeli newspaper that they heard police shouting, quote, "Stop or I'll shoot," before shots were heard, implying that the shooting had been deliberate and not accidental, as police claim. Mohammed Abu Amir, 18, and Ziad Hassanin, 28, were taken prisoner by Israeli troops during an invasion to Balata refugee camp in the West Bank city of Nablus Wednesday morning. Troops and army vehicles entered the camp, searched and ransacked several homes, occupying some houses to use as a sniper base. Both detainees were taken to unknown locations after troops searched and ransacked their families' homes, their relatives reported. Eyewitnesses present described the soldiers' conduct as violent, saying that the soldiers pushed and hit civilians with their guns, forcing residents to remain standing for long hours outside their houses during extensive raids. In the meantime, Nidal Abu Sharakh was taken prisoner by the Israeli army while crossing a military checkpoint at the entrance of Al-Thahariya village, south of the West Bank city of Hebron, Wednesday morning. Around the same time, Israeli troops invaded the nearby village of Sa'ar and searched and ransacked houses. Residents reported damage to their belongings. The army claimed that they were looking for Musa Jihad, an activist with the Aqsa Martyrs Brigades of Fatah. According to local sources, Jihad was not arrested. Leith Jafal, 21, was also taken prisoner by Israeli army troops who stormed his house in Abu Dis near Jerusalem Wednesday morning. Eyewitnesses said that troops forced the Jafal family into one room, then searched and ransacked the house before taking Leith to an unknown location. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.